Diamond Direct, Larry Winters.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Y'all have a good weekend? All right. I've got a fantastic message for you. And I'm going to get it kicked off. I'm going to be followed by Emerald Direct John Hufstetler and Diamond Direct and EDC Qualification Danny Snipes. And what we're going to talk to you about is depth, where he's going to cover a different area. And if you understand that there is no income with a pin, then you're going to understand that you must learn how to build depth. And so, what I'd like to start off with is letting y'all know this. The Amway Corporation does not pay you to reach a pin level. They pay you to create volume. And if you have consistent volume in your business, you'll have a consistent income. And so we don't want you guys just building the business so that you get a pin, so you get recognized once, and you gotta go create that income again. We want you to build depth so the volume continues to roll in, and it should get bigger every month. And so I'm gonna give you a couple, I guess you call them tips of philosophy on depth. And then we're gonna have some other guys come up here and teach you the mechanics of it. But depth is where the money is, and depth is where the security is. A lot of people teach that width equals profit. Not necessarily, because if you're very wide but you have no depth, you're not gonna make much profit. Now, if you're very wide with no depth, or you're very narrow with no depth, you'll make a little bit more money being wide. But all things being considered, you make more money by having people in depth than you do in width. Depth is where the money is, and depth is where the security is. The deeper the leg, the more a secure leg you've got. And so what you want to do is you want to learn that you have to create width so you can find the depth. The width is the doorway to the big money and the secure legs. So Bill teaches 12-8-12, and we teach 12-8-12. And the main reason we teach you to get 12 wide as quick as you can is so that you can identify 3 to 4 legs that are ready to run as quick as you can. The purpose of sponsoring 12 to 15 people quickly in the business is to identify 3 to 4 people who are ready to build it now quickly in the business. Because if you sponsor someone who is not ready to run, then you don't have any place to work in that person's business. You can't build depth, and you really haven't sponsored anyone. I mean, you did, but it's not a productive place to work. Now, when we teach you to get 12 to 15 wide, we teach you that out of the 12 to 15, some of the people you sponsor are not going to be productive distributors right now. They may not be productive distributors next year. It might take them 2 to 3 years to incubate. But you've got to sponsor people like that to find people who are ready to go today. They've got a list today. They've got their marriage to the point where they're both willing to row in the same direction today. You've got to sponsor 12 to 15 to find 3 or 4 that want to do it now. They're not going to make mistakes. They're not going to make excuses. They're not going to have a whole bunch of baggage they got to fix and get rid of. And so without going into all the details, you want to sponsor 12 to 15 people, according to Bill Britt, the master of this whole business, as fast as you can. The purpose, get wide, it's not why. To get profit, it's not why. The purpose is to find 3 or 4 good, ready to run now legs. When you get the 12 to 15 sponsored, you'll be able to look back over your 2 to 3, 4 month history in the business, and you'll be able to see 3 or 4 people who are starting to show signs of life. They've been coming to the opens, they've been working on their list, etc. And you'll know who to work with, you'll know who not to. Okay? So, I gotta say something else. You really can't teach width. I can't teach you how to get wide. I can tell you to get wide, and I can go sponsor 2 or 3 people for you, but only you can go get you 12 to 15 wide. There's nobody in my business that's gonna go get you 12 to 15 wide, and even if we could, we are not going to. because that's welfare. You need to get 12 to 15 wide. And so if you have to get yourself 12 to 15 wide, it's basically the only thing I can't do for you. If you'll get yourself 12 to 15 wide, if I sponsor you and you, I sponsor two or three for you, and then you sponsor 8 to 10 more, I will be able to teach you how to build depth. But I cannot teach you how to get wet. It's something you must learn on your own, and it's something that we want you to learn on your own. Y'all follow that? So if you're willing to get 12 to 15 wide, we're willing to teach you how to secure two or three of those legs so that you've got long-term business. And so we can't teach you how to get with, you got to learn it. But if you get wide, we'll show you how to make a lot of money. Now, real quick background. 5 years ago, this month, it was 1988, Dog Sled Dream Night, Paul Miller's function. We were in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And Pam and Larry Winters were brand new Ruby Directs, and we had a total of 65 people at the function with us. Okay? It's 5 years later, we're in Asheville, North Carolina, and there was right at 4,000 some odd people here this weekend. Right at 4,000, best we can tell. So in 5 years, we've gone from a Ruby income to a tremendously strong diamond income. Okay? Now, why do I tell you that? Because in the 12 legs I've got represented here, we have depth in every one of them, except one. Now, in my deepest leg, a lot of people don't know whether you can build depth with the QI system. Of course you can, because in my deepest leg, we have a person represented here. He's 15 in depth from me, 15 in depth. He's a brand new direct himself, and he's 23 wide. And so in the last 5 years, we've gotten a leg 15 deep with directs now. Not 15 deep with distributors. 15 directs deep. And at the bottom of the leg, we've got a ruby slash emerald within the next 3 to 6 months coming on. And so if you want to know whether you can build depth with this thing, of course you can, because we've got so many legs, 10 to 15 deep with directs, it's not funny. Now, I'm going to give you the simplest formula for going diamond and building depth you've ever heard in your life, but some of you are going to miss it. So I'm going to take my time and I'm going to explain it. It's the simplest you'll ever hear. And some of y'all are going to hear this and go, man, get to the good stuff. This is a formula for diamond and it's a formula for wealth. Don't let the simplicity go right over your head. Learn to sponsor. Learn to sponsor. If you're not personally sponsoring, you need to. And you might be bad at it. Matter of fact, you probably will be bad at it. But you need to learn to sponsor. You'll get better. Now, once you've learned how to sponsor, okay, by doing it, use your newfound ability and sponsor somebody for the person you just sponsored. There is a secret in Amway. Bill Britt has taught it for 23 years. Until you sponsor somebody for your new person, you haven't sponsored anyone yet. And if we wake you up out of a sound sleep tonight and say, hey, what's the secret to the business? You need to say, you haven't sponsored somebody until you got somebody in depth for them. So if I sponsor Joe, I haven't really sponsored Joe until I sponsor Lonnie for Joe. Now when I've got Lonnie signed up underneath Joe, I now have Joe sponsored. Until Lonnie's in with a kit, I don't have Joe sponsored. Y'all follow me? Because if you don't sponsor somebody for the guy you just sponsored, and that guy never does anything, you're right back where you started, which is nothing. So you've got to learn to sponsor. Then use your ability to sponsor and do that same thing for the guy you just sponsored. Now, in that organization, you just got started. You've got Joe, you've got Lonnie. Now you've got a little organization going. Here's what you have to do. You have to take your talent for sponsoring and keep doing it under Lonnie, and then under Johnny, and then under Tim, and then under Eddie, and you got to go keep sponsoring, keep using your ability, treating everybody that you bring in like they're personal to you, and keep sponsoring for them people until you find somebody who will learn to sponsor on their own, and they will use their ability to sponsor for other people also. It's a word called duplication. If I sponsor Joe, and I sponsor Lonnie, and I sponsor Johnny, and I sponsor Tim, I've got four people sponsored. If I now get out of that leg, and they all know what to do, but they're not doing it, or they all know what to do and they're doing it, but they're not getting any results whatsoever, then I've wasted my time doing any work for them whatsoever. You've got to go into the leg and do for each person what they can't do for themselves until you find somebody who will do it for themselves and they will get the same results you'd get. Y'all following me? Because until you've got somebody doing what you're doing and getting the same results you've got, you haven't duplicated yourself in that leg. You've just got people. You don't want people. You want leaders. You want doers. You want results. So, you sponsor somebody. You learn to sponsor. By the way, I was doing an attitude session in a city recently, and I was given this formula. When I got done, one of the pins in the room, I won't name what level, kind of raised his hand and said, "Larry, isn't it kind of redundant? Learn to sponsor and then sponsor somebody for somebody. Isn't that kind of like redundant? The same thing? Isn't it the same step? This formula doesn't seem to be working. You know, it doesn't make sense." And I said, "How long you been?" And he said, "9 years." I said, "How many people have you sponsored since you've been?" And he said, "Oh, about 10 or 12. And I said, "You've got a nice little pin in your lapel, don't you?" He said, "Yes, I do." And I said, "Now, you know how to sponsor, don't you?" "Oh, yes, I do." I said, "Okay, now when was the last time you personally added a new leg?" And he got real quiet. "It's been a while." I said, "About how long?" "It's been a while." I said, about how long?" He said, "Over 9 months." I said, "See, you know how to sponsor, but you're not. So it doesn't do you any good." There's a difference between knowing how to sponsor and sponsoring. Does that make sense to y'all? Knowing how to do it does you no good unless you put it to use. And so you've got to learn to sponsor, then use your ability to sponsor for the guy you just sponsored, and keep going. Now listen to this next statement. You must be willing to keep sponsoring 10, 12, you must be willing to go 15 in depth from you if you're going to go diamond. You must be willing to keep sponsoring. I sponsor Joe, I sponsor Lonnie, I sponsor Johnny, I sponsor Tim, I sponsor Eddie, I sponsor Dallas, I got Brent sponsored now, and now over here I got Gilbert sponsored. Here's a tip. If by the time I'm working with Gilbert, I look up and there ain't a soul doing anything else but watching me, there ain't a thing going on. They ain't coming to the opens, they ain't making a list, they ain't buying products, nothing. I got a choice. I can keep working with Gilbert, sponsor for him, or I can go start me a new leg, because either way, I got to get me a new leg because I ain't got a leg yet. Does that make sense? If nobody's doing anything, you got to fess up to the fact, do I have a leg? But we have never seen, Paul Miller is my upline, he's a Crown Direct. Paul has never had to go more than 4 in depth before he found a doer. Now, sometimes he had to be working 8 to 10 in depth before the guy identified himself as a doer. So y'all have to understand when you hear tapes, what's being said and what is meant. Paul might have found all of his directs in the first 4 layers, but he might not have identified that guy until 2 years into the business. And so if he waited for those guys to develop, he wouldn't have had much volume. So keep going in depth, because you're going to have 2 things happen. Nothing's going to happen between you and the guy you're working with, or you're going to find a leader. But either way, you've got what you're looking for. Y'all following this? So you learn to sponsor by doing it, by messing up, by making a lot of mistakes. But you get better. Now, as soon as you do sign up somebody, they've got a name, they got some names. By the way, if you sponsor somebody and they have no names, guess what? You ain't sponsored nobody. You got to get realistic, folks. Y'all get all pumped up running your sponsor. I got me a new one. Great. Now, have you helped to make a list? Well, this guy's from Timbuktu, and he came out of a cave, and he's never shaved in his life. He doesn't know a human being on earth, and he doesn't speak any language we've ever been able to identify. But you're running home telling your wife, I found our link to financial independence. We're going diamond. The number one person you can't fake out, folks, is you. You got to learn how to get real with you. Does that make sense? So, be willing to take the leg 10 deep. Now, here's a fact. Once I work 3, 4, 5 in depth, I've usually found somebody that's wanting to duplicate. When I find one guy in a leg that wants to duplicate, I've got a leg started. I then stay in that leg until I have 3 to 4 people duplicating me. When you have found an organization, whether it be straight down, whether it be all like this, whether it be 3, 2, 5, 1, 7, 5, 6, 4, or be straight down, when you have 4 people in a leg duplicating you, which means they've learned how to sponsor and they're doing it and they're getting results, they're doing the 18 player steps, they're listening, they're going, they're part of the team. When you've got one, you got a leg started. That guy will go direct. When you have 3 to 4, that guy you found will be a direct within 3 months, virtually every time. I can't predict the future, but it's very predictable business. When you find 3 or 4 people doing what you're doing, you've got a direct leg in the next 3 or 4 months. And that's why if you come to me and you're in my downline, you draw at your group, and I ask you a few simple questions, I can say, man, you've got Joe, he's doing this, you've got Lonnie, you've got Tim, and you've got Gilbert. Great day in the morning. Get excited, man. With that kind of workload, with that kind of results, within 3 or 4 months, you're going to have an extra 40 to 50 kits in your organization. Get excited. You're going direct. You've already got 30 kits in your group, another 40 or 50, man. With that kind of momentum, you're going to go direct in the next 3 or 4 months. See, Amway is a very predictable business. And so to recap, before I bring up John, depth is very simple. You've got to get your ability. You've got to get an ability to sponsor, and then you've got to use it every place under somebody else you can. You say, well, gee, I don't want to sponsor a whole bunch of people for that guy, make him rich. Folks, it's a win-win situation. You cannot lose by helping your downline. One more thing. When I sponsor Joe, my goal is to get Joe, my goal is to personally sponsor for Joe 2 to 3, possibly 4 people. I don't want to just sponsor Joe and then sponsor Lonnie and sponsor Lonnie and sponsor Johnny. That's called going straight down. That's very dangerous because if at any point in there you get somebody that loses their dream and they get a little negative, it kind of makes the whole leg unstable. John Crow teaches that one-legged stools fall over, but three-legged stools start getting very stable. A four-legged stool, and you can put thousands of pounds of weight upon it and it will hold it up. And so if I'm starting an organization, when I sponsor Joe, I want to personally try to get Joe 3 to 4 people sponsored. Now, what is a prerequisite for that? He's got to have at least 3 or 4 names on his list. That's kind of deep, isn't it? Matter of fact, he's probably going to have about 25 to 30 names on his list for me to be able to get him 3 to 4 wide. Now, what happens if I get them too wide and both of them legs want to cook? I probably won't get them as third or fourth leg. But what happens sometimes is you get Joe one or two wide, and they're really not ready to run, so I might have to get them another two wide, and then the next two, legs three and four, have 130 names on a list, and everybody's sharp, young, upward mobile, and I have my pickings of where and who I want to work with, and I may never spend another minute in leg one or two for him. I might be concentrating on leg number three and four, which will actually turn into his legs number one and two. Is this easy to follow? Is anybody confused? I'm trying to keep this as simple as I can. Let me recap. I'm going to bring up Mr. John Hofstetler. Make a bunch of mistakes, learn a sponsor. The more you do it, the better you get. Now, sponsor somebody with that talent. Take your talent, sponsor somebody for that person. Probably two or three people. Find the best couple that's ready to run for that guy and sponsor two or three people for that couple. Pick the best one out of those, sponsor two or three people more. Be willing to take the leg 8, 10, 12 deep. You may not have to, but you gotta be willing to. Folks, by the time a leg gets 10 deep, I pulled my emeralds. I don't have an emerald with a leg that's 10 deep that's not a direct leg. Are you following me? By the time it's 10 deep, it will be a silver leg. Danny's going to teach you that he doesn't have a leg 12 deep that's not a profiteering leg. So if you want to secure you going direct, get you a group at least 10 deep. That'll make you a silver. You want to make sure the volume's solid, get it 2 to 3, 4 more deep. That's 12 to 13 deep. You want to really create some business, get it 15 deep. And when I say get it, that doesn't necessarily mean at that point that's physical work, because there's other ways of spending your time in depth rather than just physical work. That's a whole nother topic we're not going to get into today, but we're teaching structure. And so to bring up this next guy, I've got to say a thing first. I'm going to let John give us credentials on what his business looked like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, because I don't want to make a mistake and quote it wrong. So I'll let him start off with it. Well, who you're about to hear from is probably the fastest growing guy on the winner's team. He's an Emerald Direct with 4 direct legs. He's got Diamond in the bag. He's a single fella. And I'm going to let him give you his background and his numbers real quick on where his group was just 2 to 3 years ago. But today, he's got a tremendous organization here at Dream Night. He's got Diamond in a bag, and I couldn't have picked a better person on the entire winner's team. Matter of fact, I don't think I could have picked a better person on the entire Miller team to teach this subject. And so without any further ado, I want you to hear from an expert in this area, Mr. John Hofstetler.
Like Larry said, my name's John Hofstetler, and personally sponsored by Danny Renata Snipes. And just to give you a little bit of background on myself real quick, I was in law school when I took a look at the program, guys, and I came to a Dream Night function just like this back in 1990 with probably maybe myself and one or two other people, and I wasn't even a 1,000 PV at that time. So just 3 short years ago, I was sitting out there basically without a group. I remember my PV check was $183 that month, man. You know, I could buy a whole lot of stuff with that. But what I was learning was how to build the depth. And I'm going to cover really what you want to do and how you want to structure your business, because this is the key, guys. And you've got to learn to develop a game plan. Probably the biggest mistake I made in the very beginning, I didn't get on my uplines team soon enough. And what you have to realize, you don't have to be a genius to figure out that the only way that your upline can make it is for you to make it first. And so what you got to realize, guys, there's nobody out there, not your mom or dad, not anybody out there that wants your success more than we do as your upline, okay? And that's crucial to you right there. Now, the first thing you got to do is you got to learn how to develop a game plan. And you've got to know what you're trying to accomplish. Now, some of you guys may know what you're trying to accomplish, but in the very beginning, I didn't, so I had to link up with my upline, which was my really lifeline in the business. You know, a builder just doesn't one day shoe up and go out there and start building a house. You understand what I'm saying? He's got a blueprint, he's got a game plan, and not only that, it takes time to do that. It took me 7 years of education, in other words, 12 years of high school, okay? 4 more years of college and 3 more in law school just to have the opportunity to go out and practice law. And see, what most people do in this business, they get in, they get out before they ever sponsor one person. You know, we've got 80% of people that get in the business never even sponsor one person. They never understand how to work the depth in the business. So you've got to start setting some goals. I'm going to name three tapes for you, and they're by the master of anybody that's ever built the Amway business. That's Bill Britt. The first one is a tape called 66866, and you heard Larry make reference to it, 12812, and the tape is entitled V168, okay? There's another tape by Bill Britt. It's called How to Go Diamond. It's CR45, and there's one other one that kind of sums everything up. It's called It's Predictable, and it's WM13. And those tapes are going to cover a lot of what I'm going to cover, what Danny's going to cover later on, and what Larry just covered. But you got to learn how to develop some goals. See, a big mistake most people make is they get sometimes the counseling aspect and the game planning aspect mixed up in the business. See, counseling is something you do a lot less on a regular basis than a game plan. See, you need to game plan almost every single week. But before I get ahead of myself, let me go ahead and kind of get into it. See, there's two teams that you have to build in your business. One's the team this way, which is your what? Your width. And the other team is this way, which is your depth. Now, which team is probably the most important? Probably your what? Depth. See, I know a lot of people out there that are real, real wide, but what they have is a revolving door business. It's kind of like a mixing bowl. In other words, you know, they sponsor somebody, they don't do anything for them, before you know that guy's gone because he hadn't had any success yet. So really, just like Larry said, your first goal, when I start a business, okay, I'm willing to do everything for that person. I mean, the phone calls, the QIs, the follow-ups, I mean, I'm there to do it all. Why? Because I know what I'm doing. The brand new person doesn't have a clue how to build this business. You know, in other words, to them, it's almost like speaking a foreign language, okay? And so what I do is I try to help the person. Let's say I sponsor Joe. My goal, just like Larry just got through covering, is to help him get 3 to 4, maybe 5 wide, okay? In other words, the more success I can help him have, number one, the more he believes in the business, the more he believes in me, which is crucial, and sooner he'll take action to start to believe in himself. So I've got two goals when I sponsor a newbie, okay? Number one is to help him really go about 4 to 6 wide real quick as soon as I can, okay? And that shouldn't take you very long if you know what you're doing. And then also to carry that leg 4 deep, okay? Of my 4 directs that I presently have right now, every one of them came out of the second level. Okay, in other words, I only had to go one layer to find the guys that went direct, just like Larry was talking about, okay? So that's why. Now, there's a little difference between what your goal is and what your downline's goals, even though they kind of interweave to be the same. See, your goal is to put yourself in a position to win as soon as possible. See, you almost have to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time. See, your goal in your business is to go 12 wide as soon as you can. You know, people say, well, John, how come more people don't make it in the business? Well, because they choose not to. See, most people never put themselves in a position to win. And see, how you start to put yourself in a position to win is just like Bill teaches you. Go 12 wide as soon as you can. Therefore, you'll find 3 to 4 people that identify themselves and say, hey, I want to build the business. And those are the people that give you the quality list of names that you can then start getting down into depth. So real quick, just to recap, you want to go 4 to 5, maybe 6 wide, and go 4 deep just as soon as possible, okay? So you've got to be able to go wide and deep at the same time, okay? Now, what are you trying to accomplish? That's what you're trying to accomplish. Now, once I've sponsored somebody, it's my goal to earn their respect. Realize this, guys, most of the times, you may sponsor a friend or two, but a lot of the people that you're working with in the very beginning, you don't know them from Adam, okay? And see, most people come in very skeptical. I was very skeptical of Danny because I did not know him, okay? And I was sitting there kind of judging him and stuff like that. That's a whole nother subject. And when I realized he was on my team and I became on his team, when my business really started to grow. But what you have to do is you have to do everything for that person. And I'm making the phone calls, doing the QIs, and then what I'm looking for is for the people that start to identify themselves that I start to work with. Now, here's something crucial. You work with people, you work through people, too. Okay? In other words, what I'm talking about is you'll work through people and you'll work around people. See, what I'm trying to accomplish in building depth is I'm trying to teach this new guy how to do what I know how to do. In other words, as soon as he's able to make phone calls, guess what I start allowing him to do? Phone calls in the downline. As soon as he's able to do QIs, guess what? He's able to start doing the QIs, or she's able to start doing the QIs. And then we have formed a what? A team. And then we both start working the depth together. you don't ever get out of a leg, okay? And that's a crucial thing. You never get out of a leg. Now, in the beginning, you're trying to accelerate the growth. Now, once you're starting to put in your width, you're starting to build a team of what we call 10. One of my first goals when I draw my group out is I'm trying to build a structure that will give me 10 people that are wanting to pursue the business. You know, people go to work for 8 or 10 hours a day. I'm looking for a person in my business that's willing to take 15 minutes a day to invest in their own business. I'm looking for 10 people in that one leg that say, yeah, you know, John, I go to work 8 to 10 hours a day for a paycheck, but I'm willing to spend 15 minutes for my own financial future and my own business. I'm looking to find 10 people that will show this thing one time a day for every day they go to work. And I don't think that's too much to ask. And once I found a team of people, it shouldn't take any more than a month, 2-3 months to do that, okay? And what you've got then is you've got 10 people that are starting to put in some effort in the business. And you know what? They're messing up. They're making mistakes. And you know what? They're learning the whole time. And so once I've got a team of people, guys, I pull those people together and I start building Joe's team. I'm on it. I'm his cheerleader. I'm his orchestrator. I'm the painter of that business. And we start working together as a team and we start getting tight and working together, okay? Now, just to give you an idea, let's say it took you 3 to 4 to 5 months to do that. And we've broken a number. We've had several guys go direct in 6 months. We've had a couple guys going 7, 8, 10, 12 months, okay? Just about every direct I've got, more than half of them have gone direct in way less than a year. So can it grow fast for you? You better believe it can. Just in your mind, picture this, guys. You finally, after 3 to 4 to 5 months of doing all the work and effort, you've now got that team of 10. There may be 20 or 30 people in the organization, but not everybody's going to do the business. And let's say that team of 10, each one of them will commit 15 minutes a day for every day they go to work to earn their freedom. And what you've got then is you've got 10 guys, 10 ladies, whatever, doing 5 QIs a week. That's 50 QIs a week going out in that organization. If there's 4 weeks in a month, that's 200 QIs now going out in that group. Why? Because you went and got on their team first. Now let me say something. Even if it's real bad, and I'm going to use real low numbers, let's say you just get 1 out of 4 that get into business. Well, your 4th or 5th month into business, that leg just moved 50 kids. Do you see how you can go direct in 5 to 6 months if you just start the leg off properly? See, the biggest mistake most people do is they'll sponsor somebody and then they don't ever help them again. And so that's crucial right there. You got to earn the respect. Just like Larry said, you got to be willing to take the leg 10 deep. You may not have to do all the work on the 8th guy. You may never do a QI with the 12th guy because there will be people that decide to pick up the shoes. You know, if 12 wide guys will give you 3 to 4, what do you think 12 deep will do? The same thing. But you got to be willing to start working together as a team. You work through people and you work around people. If I sponsor somebody and they aren't as excited or whatever, hey, I don't judge them. I don't cast stones at them. I don't condemn them. All I do is I take that person's list of names and then I start to sponsor a person for that individual. And then what I do is I take the sharpest out of the pack and I start then to work with them. And I just start building the business on down. You want it, one cardinal rule, guys. The biggest mistake that people have if they don't understand the QI system is they don't understand this one thing. And this is a cardinal rule you never do. You never allow your downline to cancel a night on you. Let me repeat that. You never ever allow your downline to cancel a night on you. Let's say you've just sponsored Joe, and during that team phone calling session on Sunday night, you helped Joe book maybe 3 QIs for a Thursday night. And all of a sudden, for whatever reason, those guys call Joe up and say, hey, Joe, you know, I got my dog sick and my daughter's this, and you know, I got this game over here I got to go to. And all of a sudden, Joe calls you up, whip, man. He's down in the mouth. He's like, man, all of them canceled and stuff like that. Instead of saying, okay, Joe, that's fine. We'll see you next Sunday night, and we'll go through your list then when you bring it to me. What you want to do immediately is say, hey, Joe, by the way, you know, that's great. Because what I want to do is I want to get with you and your wife anyway to determine what your goals are in the business, see that you're new and just getting started with us. Matter of fact, why don't we come over and we'll just sit down and chat, and maybe we'll even make some more phone calls, and if you've developed any more names, and we'll go ahead and call some more people to get them set up. Instead of letting Joe be down and out, that's when he needs you the most. Why? Because he's brand new and he don't believe like you believe yet. Why? Because he haven't had the same results that you had. So you don't ever want to let your downline counsel night on you. That's when you want to go over and work. Now, that don't mean you go out to the batting cage with a brand new guy. See, the biggest mistake that a lot of people make early on is they think because us emeralds and pearls and rubies, we hang out and have a good time together. You know what? I don't go out there and do a lot of hanging out with my guys. You won't find me down at the go-kart tracks with the new guys or out at the movies or whatever. What I do is when I spend time with people, we're spending time doing the business. Now, once it's built, that's a little bit different. But in the initial stages, all our time spent is doing team phone calling, going to do the QIs, going to do the follow-ups. That's how I'm getting to know that person. See, you don't want to try to be best pals right off the bat, because people are going to be like, ooh, what's wrong with this guy, man? He never met nobody that nice before. You know, I can't believe he's willing to do all this for me. And so he kind of gets a little bit fishy on you there anyway. But that's the key. One thing you got to learn, guys, you got to learn the difference between game planning with your upline and counseling with your upline. You need to have a weekly and really daily game plan. The biggest mistake most people, and the reason why they don't get ahead in life, is they don't have goals. When I was back there at 800 PV 3 years ago, you know what I decided? I said, doggone it, I'm sick and tired of not doing anything. I'm going to do this business. And I made up a goal. I said, I've got a 2QI day dream. I figured for every day I went to work, man, I could show this thing 15 minutes at least twice a day. And what I started doing, guys, instead of wasting my lunch hour, listen to it. I'm not saying listening to a tape's not productive, because that's very productive. But you know what? Instead of listening to a tape during lunch, you know what I went out? I went out and showed the plan. I remember I'd whiff down a food bar, drink Activate, man, and I was out to Bennigan's. I was over to the little donut stand. I was over anywhere I could do a QI, and I'd rush back to work, man, feeling good about myself because I'd showed it one more time. Because Bill Britt said it's all predictable. He said if you put the right amount of people in, it'll all come true. And it has, guys. It's awesome. What you want to do real quick is you got to learn how to draw your group out. The biggest mistake most people make is they don't visualize their business. And see, what some of you guys need to do is you just need to get out a sheet of paper and you need to start drawing circles in. I remember hearing Paul Miller talk about it. He said, man, I used to come back in late at night and I'd stare at my group. And I'd stare at my group, and I'd stare at my group. You know what we've got guys doing on my team? We've got them at night owls instead of them just going over there to wolf down all you can eat pizza at Pizza Hut, drinking all the Coke you can eat or Diet Coke, you know. What we've got them doing, at least in the very beginning before we get people up talking, is we've got them drawing our group out. Why? So the team of people that are working together will know who's new, what's happening, and so they can learn what's accomplished. See, don't just go there to socialize. Don't turn Amway into a social. See, Amway as a social club is very costly. Amway as a business is the cheapest business you'll ever build in your life. You know, I've spent more money on law books than I've ever spent building this business. You know, there's professionals out there, man, they think just because they got a title, man, that means income. It don't. Not at all. What means income is having a business where you can duplicate yourself, and that's so crucial there. So learn how to draw your group out. Learn how to go with your upline and say, hey, Joe, Tom, Bill, here's what I've got. Show me what I need to do. Help me. And learn how to hook up as a team. Last thing, I'm getting out of here. Larry says something real crucial. You got to find people. And you want to look for them to see if they're getting the same results you're getting. Because until you find people that can get the same results, you've got a job. Last thing I'm going to close on is this, follow-ups. The biggest mistake I've ever seen when we had groups that were cooking is people that really weren't qualified to do the follow-ups were doing the follow-ups. And see, guys, as the upline, that's your responsibility. Probably 50 to 60, maybe even 70% of business is follow-up. You know, we can get them to the open meetings. Man, we pack them in by the herds. I do open meetings with 50, sometimes 100, sometimes 150 prospects there in one night, take a look at it for the first time. And see what happens is Joe or Bill or Sally Sue or Billy Bob, they're going to run out the next day. You can tell them all you want to not to talk to anybody, but they're out the next day talking to somebody about it that's going to try to steal their dream. And so what we need is the most qualified people in that upline to do the follow-ups. You know, and the majority of my larger legs, if I do anything in there at all right now for them physically, I'm never out of the group mentally. And that's a big tip. I'm always in the group mentally. But the last thing I'll do for a group physically that's matured is follow-ups. And see, that's the majority of the business. And that's where the people that are the most high up in the upline, the ones that, because it's the first time that you're really going to get any major questions. It's the first time anybody's going to really be able to express any doubts or concerns. And then what you want to do there is you just want to listen to them. You say, hey, man, I know how you feel. I felt the same way, and here's what I found. And you just want to start explaining to them. Take about 15, 20 minutes, whiz over there and do a follow-up. Hey, guys, listen. You know what I found? The more I treat this thing like a business, the easier it is to build it. You know how what I do sometimes when I'm working in one of my legs is I'll go to a restaurant one night and I'll book me 5 or 6 QIs for that new guy and I'll just let the people come to me. You realize that? Do you realize that you can treat it like a real business? Do you realize that it is a real business? Do you realize that you can be a multi-millionaire if you'll just learn how to treat it like a business? And see, you only learn this thing one time, and I'm out of here saying this. I remember meeting Danny and going to an open meeting at the Civic Center. And my goal at that point, I was going to become a tax lawyer. And you know, with the way our government is, man, seems like they change the tax laws every week, if you know what I mean, okay? And so I was going to be out there having to relearn and relearn and relearn the tax laws. And you know what I told Danny that night? I don't even know if he had thought about this at that point. I said, Danny, this business is awesome, man. You only have to learn it one time. And once you've learned it, you've learned it. And you just keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. Hope that helps you. What I'm going to do now is bring up a guy that is flat out cooking. He's Larry's first diamond. He's a diamond now, but he's got 9 legs over. He's EDC qualification. He's one of my best friends in the world. He's my upline. I want you guys to give Mr. Danny Snipes a hand, guys. EDC, Danny Snipes.
Okay, let's keep it rolling here. These are some real secrets to your business, gang, and that's depth, as Larry and John have been talking about. A couple of quick points I want to make on depth. Reiterate a couple of things they said. One is never get out of a leg. You'll be working at different levels in the leg, but you need to always know what level you're at, and that's what I'm going to be talking about. You need to know what you're trying to accomplish every night that you put into your business. That's why thinking about it is so critical. And what are you really trying to accomplish? You're trying to break direct legs, right? At least 6 to go diamond, okay? So the big questions in the business normally about depth are, where do you work depth? What type of work do you do in depth? And why do you work depth? Well, the first thing, where do you work depth? You need to spend time in the taproot, because you get 1-4% check off that leg, and you want to get that taproot good and secure so that leg will always be there. Okay? So you spend time in the taproot, but more importantly than just spending it anywhere in the taproot, spend it here with new distributors and potential leaders. New distributors and potential leaders. People that are just in the business and they love the business and they're committed to the business and they will build the business one day, but right now they're going through some challenges in their life. They're overcoming some things. They're basically incubating. You love them, you pat them on the back, you encourage them, you always make a place on the team for them, but where you need to spend your productive hours in the business are with the new distributors, so that they can have a chance to identify themselves, and with the guys who are already proven to be potential leaders. What type of time? Well, that's determined by what level you are in the leg, and I'm going to talk to you about that in just a minute. Why do you work in the leg? For security. Get a leg 10 to 12 deep, and you'll break a good solid direct. I can look through my organization, and everywhere that a leg is 8 to 10 deep, it can go over. It can bounce over, but at the end of the month, that direct distributor is always looking at that last call-in to see if he requalified. But everywhere that the leg is 12 deep, by the last call-in, they're already over. The difference is those 3 extra people at the bottom of the leg, the domino and effect of volume starts down there, because the guy at the bottom, he's trying to hit 300. The guy above him's trying to hit 600. The guy above him trying to hit 1,000. So there's an extra 1,000 PV that you have coming right out of the bottom of that leg, and that's the difference between a leg being at 6,000 or 6,500 PV and 7,500. So where in the taproot with the new people and the potential leaders, what type of time? Well, determine what level you're at in the leg. Why? For security. Get it 10 to 12 deep so it'll always be there. Now, let me talk to you about the 4 levels of working in the leg. That middle thing, what type of time? There are 4 levels of working in the leg. The first level is this, the work area. The 4 basics. Making the list. doing the phone calls and the phone teams, doing the QIs or the interviews, and then the follow-ups. And follow-ups are about 50% of the business. A lot of people can do a phone call, a lot of people can do a QI and get them to a meeting, but then going back in there to follow up is a critical area, because you've got somebody who's shown interest, and that's where your guys that have a proven track record need to be going in, helping their downline do the follow-ups especially. And so the work area, the four basics, is where you need to spend your time at, especially going direct. Now, here's the key. You can tier out of different levels in the business physically, but you're always moving into the next level, and it always keeps you mentally in that leg. So you tier out maybe of the work level out of the four basic area, but here's where you tier out, or when you tier out. When you find 2 to 3 people in that leg that can do the four basics, the phone call, the QI, and the follow-up, and here's the key, and they can get the same results that you can get. They may be out there doing the phone calls and the QIs, but if they're not sponsoring people and moving kits, then there's something faulty there. You need to stay in a little longer until they develop the people skills or whatever it takes to be able to keep putting people in. Once they get where they can sponsor them as good as you can tear out of the leg. And here's the key there. A lot of times it's just the people or the quality of people they're talking to. If a guy's not looking, Bill Britt can't put them in any faster than you can. But if a guy's looking and you know what you're doing, your phone call, your QI, or your follow-up will work just as well if Bill or Paul did it. And so what you're looking for 3 people that can get the same results that you can. Then you move to the next level of working that leg. You become the teacher in the leg. You're doing cover dishes with new people. You're doing team meetings. And you're doing training sessions for people. You're sitting down counseling with your potential leaders one-on-one so that they know what to do and know where to work. And you're basically the thinker in the leg at this level. You may not physically be going out every night in that leg, but you're in that leg active because you're thinking and counseling your 2 to 3 people or your potential leaders that are getting the results in the work area. The third level of working the leg is the edifier. And basically, you really become an edifier in the leg. In other words, you put your stamp of approval on the people coming on there, and you give them edification once you become an Emerald Direct in the business. Because the Brit system has edified you then. Once you go Emerald, you get on tape, people see your name on a tape, and they hear your story, you automatically reach a level of edification there. You've got a certain size group, and so people know that you know what you're doing. Now, all along there, you can edify, you can teach, and you can work, but really you become an edifier at the Emerald level, because the Brit system's edifying you. You don't have to have somebody coming in talking about how great you are anymore. But you can take that spotlight off of you and put it on your downline. And that's the only reason you ever want to get the spotlight, is just so you can temporarily get it long enough to shine it on your downline, be a reflector of the spotlight. The fourth level of working a leg is that you're the motivator. You're the motivator. Because you've already duplicated yourself in the first 3 areas. The people in there that know how to get the work done, the four basics. The people in there that already know how to be teachers and counselors. You already got people in there that are edifiable and they're doing everything that it takes to be a leader, and so everybody knows that. And so what you do then is you're the motivator. You come in and paint the dream. And who you paint the dream for? For your leaders, because they're the ones that can really see what's getting ready to happen to them. Here's an example. Larry Winters no longer does QIs in my business. He no longer does phone teams or follow-ups. He no longer really has to come in and do the teaching, because we've got qualified teachers in our group. Sure, we allow him and want him to come in anytime we can get him on our calendar to teach us new things. And we always listen and can always learn from him. He doesn't really have to be the edifier, because we've got people that are edifiable John, for instance, is edifiable and being edified by the Brit system as an emerald, and so am I as a diamond. And so our group knows we know a few things about what we're talking about, but Larry comes in and he's the motivator in our group. He's got a bigger income, he's got a nicer lifestyle, and so he builds the dream for us. Well, in turn, Paul Miller comes in and he's the motivator to Larry's team. Because Larry is the edifier and the motivator. He's at level 3 and 4 with his team. But Paul comes in and is the motivator. And here's your long-term goal, folks, to have 12 legs that you're the motivator in. 12 legs that you're the motivator. Then you can really have lifestyle. You can have freedom. You've got a strong, strong income. You've got a tremendous lifestyle. And you can tell the people, you can bring the people that are coming on in the business, you can paint the dream for them so they can get it done. So 4 levels again: work, teacher, edifier, and motivator. Once you've determined what level you are in the business in each leg, then you know what type of time to put in there to help secure that business. Now, real quickly, let me tell you about what to look for in a potential leader. And this is how you identify who to work with in that tap root. Remember I said work with new people and potential leaders. Potential leader, first thing you look for is this. They're getting width on their own. They're personally sponsoring. And that's a key requisite for all the rest of them. If a person isn't getting width on their own, they're really not proud of what they've got yet, because it just simply means they're not out talking to people yet. Okay? So you look for width. The second thing you look for in a potential leader is that they're proud of what they got their hands on. They're proud of Amway. You've seen guys that somebody questions them, says, "I heard you're in that Amway deal." And he goes, I'm kind of helping my wife with it. Right? But then you hear guys that they say, "Hey, I hear you're in that Amway deal." And he says, "You bet I am. It's the best thing I've ever seen. What do you know about it?" Totally different there, isn't it? He believes in what he's got, and so therefore, because he believes in what he's got and doesn't back down, people want to follow him. The third thing you look for in a potential leader is a good spouse relationship. Now, I'm not saying they got to have a perfect marriage and never have a little Amway discussion of any type, but what they're doing is they're willing to work on it. They're talking and they're communicating. One of the key things to building the spouse relationship right is the husband and wife sit down and talk about, what are your goals? What do you want? When do you want it? And the third thing, what are you going to have to give up temporarily to have it? And see, as long as both people understand what you're trying to work at together, there's no confusion there, and they understand the price that's having to be paid. Now, here's a key. A lot of times, men get in the business, and they see what it has to offer, and they start going crazy. They just go start going Mach 2 with their hair burning, you know, building this thing. But they never sit down and talk with their wife about what it's going to take to build the business. And so she thinks, well, he's always gone. He loves Amway better than he loves me. It's because she doesn't understand he's building it for them. Here's another thing that confuses the woman. When the man's not willing to give up a few hobbies to build the business. Because there's so many women that are sitting there and they watch their husband. He's off building Amway. And he also says, well, I need my hobbies also, because I need to get my mind off of the business and have a little rest and relaxation sometime. And so he still likes to go out and does what he likes to do. Well, all of a sudden, she immediately feels like she's third on the totem pole. And see, guys, here's what you may have to do. Temporarily give up some of those hobbies so that you can have them back in abundance later. The one thing that Renata did in getting behind me is she understood I was building it for us. We knew what we wanted, we knew when we wanted, and we knew what it was going to take to get them. And she saw me, as much as I love to play golf, she saw me put my golf clubs in the closet until I had earned the right to go out and take 4 hours of my life and had the free time, plus still had my family time and all, to go justify doing that. And so because she saw me put the golf clubs in the closet, she was willing to give up something that she wanted, which was time with me, so that she could have an abundance of time later. And folks, I gave up playing golf on little courses around Raleigh, North Carolina that have trouble growing grass. I gave those up temporarily for several years to get my business built, and now we play all over the world at the world's finest courses. We're going to Hawaii in just a few weeks, and we'll be playing on a championship course. We've gone on the Q12 trips and played on PGA championship courses, and Amway picks up the tab. And so it wasn't much to give up to get what I got. And the same thing will be with you. If you like to hunt, guys, give it up temporarily so that you can take nice hunting trips to nice places and kill something big or something. You know what I mean? Okay? So basically, give up a few things, guys, so that your wife doesn't think she's third. As long as she understands, she'll be supportive of you. Okay? So they're working on their spouse relationship. The fourth thing in a potential leader is that they're doing all 8 team steps. They're a core person. There's no question about it. They do all 8 team steps. And I'm not going to cover them all because we've got tapes and your upline can teach you that. But they're doing all of them, not 7 of the 8. They're doing all 8. They're 100% committed to getting their business done and doing what it takes. The fifth thing in a potential leader is that they have a fertile mind. What do we mean by a fertile mind? It means simply this, that they're willing to change. They're listening, they're teachable, and they find areas in their life that they need to straighten out, and they're not dreading to change. They're excited about finding something they need to change because they know if they just change it, then they can really move on. And so when you find somebody who's got a fertile mind, who wants to grow, who wants to change, who's excited about the change, then you got somebody who's really teachable. Number 6 in a potential leader is that they're developing a relationship upline. The first thing of that indicates that somebody really trusts you as their upline is that they're willing to sit down and draw their group out and get your advice and counsel on how to work their group. And you need to be doing that on a weekly basis with your growing upline. Even if you hadn't added but just a few circles that week, at least it lets them know what's going on. Once they know what's going on in your group, it doesn't take an hour and a half counseling session. Because they know what's going on in your group and you're talking on a weekly basis, they can generally cover it in 5 minutes. Because they just look at the updates and what's happening here and what's happening there, and they're able to think about and stay in your leg with you. Also, the thing that indicates that they're willing to build a relationship upline is that they're sitting down and you tell your upline, your growing upline, which I believe should be your direct or above, your basic financial situation. Now, it's not that we want to get nosy into your finances, but if one of your goals, for instance, is to get out of debt, then we need to know what debt structure you have so that we can formulate with you a game plan to accomplish you getting out of debt. But if we don't know where you're at, then how are we going to counsel you? See, if you tell your upline a lie about your situation, they're going to counsel you on a lie. And so if they think that everything's going okay in your area of finances, but you're at wit's end with them, they're not going to be able to really help you but so much. And here's a key upline. If somebody does sit down with you and start talking about their finances with you, that is a personal thing between you and them, and it's not to be broadcasted through the network. Oh man, you won't believe how bad such and such is doing. Because if it ever gets back to them that you told somebody else their personal situation about their finances, then they'll start questioning what else they could tell you. Because there's no level of trust there. Understand that? Okay, so you're working on building a relationship upline. The 7th thing that we look for in a potential leader is simply this, that the person has a hunger to grow spiritually. Oh, here y'all go talking about God again. No, here's what we're talking about. You build being able to be trust somebody who's trustworthy, somebody who can put their trust in you. If people don't know that you have some moral fiber about you, they'll always wonder at what level and for what dollar bill level will you stick them in the back. And so they're always going to be watching you. But if they know that your heart's right, that your intentions are good, they're willing to let you make mistakes because they knew you did it out of a pure heart and just didn't know any better, and they're willing to forgive you and adjust, and you can move on together. But see, if they don't know where you stand as far as your moral principles and your spiritual walk and things like that, if they don't know where you stand, they don't know how far they can really trust you, so they don't really know how honest they can be with you. So that's what we look for in a potential leader. So when we find a person who, number one, oh, let me back up. Number one again was what? Width. Let me just give you a tip. Your upline doesn't really need to sit down and talk with you about your finances, for instance, until you've gotten width. Because if everybody in the upline's organization came and wanted to lay out their finances, he'd have him a whole new job just being a financial counselor. But he judges who he's going to give counsel to by your belief in the business and whether you're putting width in. You put the width in and you get the help from the other areas, because it lets your upline know you're serious. So the potential leader, number one, has width. Number two, is proud of the business. Number three, is developing a good spouse relationship. Number four, is doing all 18 steps. Number five, has a fertile mind, willing to change. Number six, they're developing a relationship upline that they can trust each other and talk to each other. And number seven, they have a hunger to grow spiritually. Folks, once you understand where you need to be in the leg, who you need to be spending your time with, and what type of time, what level you are in the leg, and why you're in that leg to get it 10 to 12 deep to develop security, you're going to start breaking directs, and it'll be good and solid, and it'll continue to grow from there. This is a real secret to depth and building a long-term organization. I hope it helps. God bless you. Enjoy talking to you.
This tape has been produced independently of Amway Corporation and has not been reviewed by Amway. While the techniques and approaches suggested in this tape may have worked for others, no one can guarantee that they'll work for you. We sincerely hope, however, that the ideas presented here will assist you in developing a strong and profitable Amway business.